Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Gallagher. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Mills. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Mills. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mills juggles the ball. That's an error on Mills. Boudreau moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Boudreau scores. Weatherly moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is walked intentionally. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Weatherly scores. Chapman scores. Trosky goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Bill Trotter now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Heath scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to third. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hefner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Hefner reaches second base with a double. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Trotsky hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-1 in the game. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Mack reaches second base with a double. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trotter fields it and throws to first for the out. Mac moves to third. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trotter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter fires to first and has Hemsley trapped. There's the throw to Hefner who tags Hemsley for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 2 in the game. Strange hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Clift reaches second base with a double. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs pinch hits for Bob Swift. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hogue pinch hits for Bill Trotter. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Siski now catching. John Whitehead now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn catches it and steps on first to double up Chapman. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Heath is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 3 in the game. Strange hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. Gallagher moves to second. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hefner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.